Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Now Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 6th, Ash Wednesday, and the first day of Lent. 2019, day 65. Today's topic, praise God all day long in His blessings, His countenance, His Shalom. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's be together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 35, verses 19 to 28. Numbers, chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 89. Mark, chapter 12, verse 38 to chapter 13, verse 13. Proverbs 10, verses 27 to 28. Now, please pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is praise God all day long in His blessing, His countenance, His shalom. If you are in the hardship as described by today's Psalm 35 verses 19 to 26, being attacked by wicked people and have no way out. What would you do? What should you do? Psalm 35 verses 27 to 28 gives you the answer. Praise God all day long. Praise God all day long. What? Really? Yes, sure. Because, number one, the Lord delights in the well-being of His servant. That's from Psalm 35, verse 27. Number two, the Lord blesses people that they can be in His blessings, His countenance, and His peace, the shalom, daily. That's from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Number three, in our crisis, the Holy Spirit will give us words to say. That's from Mark chapter 13, verse 11. Number four, for those who are on our guard and stand firm to the end will be saved. That's from Mark chapter 13, verse 9 and verse 13. May you be able to praise the Lord all day long so that you can be in His blessings, His countenance, and His peace, His shalom. The Lord opens my eyes today to be able to see that the famous Moses blessing, the priestly blessing, Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, actually is actually a blessing from our triune God, the Trinity. Now let's take a look. The Father bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Son bless you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. Jesus comes to so close to you that the light of His face shines on you and He embraces you. loves you and that you receive his grace. The Holy Spirit bless you. He will turn his face toward you and give you peace. Because the Holy Spirit shines on you that you know your sins, confess your sins and repent, the Holy Spirit will not turn his face away from you because of your unholiness, but to turn his face to you, and you feel so secure, so peaceful. That's shalom, the presence of God. And you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit again. Peace, joy, love. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to praise you all day long so that we can be in your blessings, your countenance, and your shalom day after day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things to stop you not able to praise God all day long? Number two, what is the next step to make this happen daily? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.